Day 10, walking across America, 3,000 mile hike, and clocking 0 miles today of a planned 0 miles because I got humbled. I underestimated how hard this was gonna be. I rested on my laurels. I thought because I climbed Everest 4 years ago now that I didn't need to train as much as I should have. I trained, but I didn't train enough. I researched, but I didn't research enough. And my hydration wasn't dialed in, and my nutrition wasn't dialed in. And I thought because I walked across America before that this would be the same, and I just got punched in the face. And so it's my fault. It's freaking my fault. It's my fault that my knee hurt. I wasn't in good enough shape. And I can make excuses like I was doing concerts or what I was doing, and I didn't train enough. Is my fault. And so I've spent the last 3 days dialing in my mindset first and foremost. This is going to take an extreme amount of focus, and this is just the first of many things that are going to challenge me and try to convince me, give me reasons to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going. I mean, I'm embarrassed because there's moments that I thought maybe this wasn't meant to be, you know, and this is meant to be. This is meant to be. I'm going to make it meant to be. Yeah, I plan to get back on the trail tomorrow. I went on a little test hike. I've been getting treatment. I'm dialing in all my systems to come back better. Come back better. You know, on my last walk across America, I got bit by a snake after I had walked 1,700 miles, and I got a lot of attention for that. And here I am on the second day, and I get freaking hurt. It's not that cool. It's not as cool as a snake bite. In fact, it's pretty darn embarrassing because it's just a reflection of how unprepared I was. Everything I did the last 3 days, I should have done 3 months ago, but I didn't. And so I'm prepared as best I can. This is where I'm at. I'll make up for lost time. Keep going, keep going, keep going.